Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, October 8, 2017 is underwater diving. Underwater diving, as a human activity, is the practice of descending below the water's surface to interact with the environment. Immersion in water and exposure to high ambient pressure have physiological effects that limit the depths and duration possible in ambient pressure diving. Humans are not physiologically and anatomically well adapted to the environmental conditions of diving, and various equipment has been developed to extend the depth and duration of human dives, and allow different types of work to be done. In ambient pressure diving, the diver is directly exposed to the pressure of the surrounding water. The ambient pressure diver may dive on breath hold, or use breathing apparatus for scuba diving or surface supplied diving, and the saturation diving technique reduces the risk of decompression sickness, DCS, after long duration deep dives. Atmospheric diving suits, ADS, may be used to isolate the diver from high ambient pressure. Crewed submersibles can extend depth range, and remotely controlled or robotic machines can reduce risks to humans. The environment exposes the diver to a wide range of hazards, and though the risks are largely controlled by appropriate diving skills, training, types of equipment and breathing gases used depending on the mode, depth and purpose of diving, it remains a relatively dangerous activity. Diving activities are restricted to maximum depths of about 40 meters, 130 feet, for recreational scuba diving, 530 meters, 1,740 feet, for commercial saturation diving, and 610 meters, 2,000 feet, wearing atmospheric suits. Diving is also restricted to conditions which are not excessively hazardous, though the level of risk acceptable can vary. Recreational diving, sometimes called sport diving or subaquatics, is a popular leisure activity. Technical diving is a form of recreational diving under especially challenging conditions. Professional diving, commercial diving, diving for research purposes, or for financial gain, involve working underwater. Public safety diving is the underwater work done by law enforcement, fire rescue, and underwater search and recovery dive teams. Military diving includes combat diving, clearance diving and ship's husbandry. Deep sea diving is underwater diving, usually with surface supplied equipment, and often refers to the use of standard diving dress with a traditional copper helmet. Hard hat diving is any form of diving with a helmet, including the standard copper helmet, and other forms of free-flowing lightweight demand helmets. The history of breath hold diving goes back at least to classical times, and there is evidence of prehistoric hunting and gathering of seafoods that may have involved underwater swimming. Technical advances allowing the provision of breathing gas to a diver underwater in ambient pressure are recent, and self-contained breathing systems developed at an accelerated rate following the Second World War. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 048 UTC on Sunday, October 8, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for underwater diving. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Abulse May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive and our sister podcasts Popular Wiki of the Day and Random Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.